Never before has a sitting U.S. president met with the sitting leader of North Korea. But with plans for a meeting in the works, CNN 10 starts today by explaining how it could come together and what's changed between the two rival countries to make it possible. First, U.S. President Donald Trump said earlier this week that discussions about the meeting had been happening at, quote, very high levels. The White House says the president hasn't directly spoken to North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, but President Trump says CIA Director Mike Pompeo, who's also the president's pick to be the next Secretary of State, met with Kim in North Korea on Easter weekend. So the groundwork's being laid for a face-to-face meeting of the two countries' leaders, and that could be held in late May or early June. But where? President Trump said five places are being considered. He didn't give specifics. But other U.S. government officials have suggested several possibilities, including the nations of Mongolia, Singapore, or Malaysia, a neutral European country, a South Korean island, the demilitarized zone between North Korea and South Korea, or even a ship at sea. Wherever the meeting may be, the big goal for the U.S. is to get North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons program, which is illegal as far as the United Nations is concerned. The goals for North Korea could include international recognition and relief from the sanctions put on the country for its nuclear program. But there's still doubt about how sincere the Asian country is. Across the U.S., people are remembering and honoring a former First Lady. Barbara Bush passed away Tuesday at age 92. She was the wife of the 41st President, George H.W. Bush, and the mother of the 43rd President, George W. Bush. She'd been fighting COPD, a lung disease, as well as congestive heart failure. But despite that, Mrs. Bush stayed active in her last years, raising money for charity and continuing her legacy of promoting literacy. Current and former elected officials laid politics aside to praise Mrs. Bush. President Donald Trump, a Republican, and former President Barack Obama, a Democrat, recognized the Republican First Lady for her work and her character. Abigail Adams, who died in 1818, was the only other woman to have been both the First Lady and the mother of a president.